Zaf is Daf Beis. We're starting Masechta Makos. We got 3 weeks to finish a quick Masechta. We're hoping some more guys will join for a quick Masechta. But okay, let's take it from the beginning. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ketad ha'edim nasin zomim. How does the edim become edim zomim? So the Mishnah answers that me'edim anu b'ish ploni shu ben grusha ben chalutza. If we testify that so and so this person was a product of a relationship where the father was a kohen and his mother was a grusha, she was a divorcee, which is an issa deraisa, or she was a chalutza, that she received a chalitza, she's a ben chalutza, which is aser midirabanam. Either way, they testify about such a child as a ben grusha or ben chalutza. So ain omrim, and it turns out they're eidim zomim, they're found to be, it's not true, they can't be, they were imanu ha'isim, ba'osa makum, osa zman. So the lacha is, even though normally eidim zomim receive whatever punishment they tried giving to the nidom, they normally receive it. Ain omrim yasezeh ben grusha ben chalutza, tachtav, we don't say that these Edom Zomim become a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, El Aloka Arbam, they receive a punishment of Malkus. The Gemara is going to bring the proof how we know that. Me'edim Anu V'ish Ploni Shu Chayv L'Gullus. So let's say they bring a Edus, that this person is Chayv Gullus. Ein Omim Yigla Zet Hachta. We don't say that the Edom Zomim receive Gullus in turn. Again, the Gemara is going to bring a Raya for that. Ella Loker Arbam. So these are two exceptions to the Mishnah, that even though in general, Kasher Zomim Lasos Lachiv, that you have to receive the punishment you tried giving, these are two exceptions where you don't get the punishment, rather you get Malkus instead. Again, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz is one exception, and Gullus is the other exception. Now look at Tosos, the top Tosos, Yadiba Maschel Me'idim Anu, Do'ish Ploni Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz Ein Omrim, Tema. Kevan Dim Huzmu, Ein Asim Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. Now, once we've established that these Edim don't receive the punishment, so it becomes a imkein gam b'shelo yuzmu, even in a case where they are not Edim zomim, they are actually good Edis, Edim ksherim, eich yas al piyim ben grusha. They can't be good Edim, because there's a yesod, we learned the Masechta Sanhedrin, the hachi hua emes v'amai, hahav yela Edis shi'at ha'yachal azima v'ein ze Edis. We know that Edim could only be Edim if they have the certain risk involved, that if they're found to be Edom Zomim, they're going to receive whatever punishment they're trying to give. But in this case, they're not going to get the punishment of Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, or Gullus. So that's the case of Edus She'i, that can't be Yachal Azima, and that's not considered Edus. So how could this case be a case of Edus? So Tosa answers, V'yesh Lomar, Kevin Delokin, Habe Kasher Zomim, Habe Shaper Ata Yachal Azima. No, the point is, as long as they have some risk here that they could get punished, even though it's not the same exact punishment that they tried giving, but it is some punishment, that is a fulfillment of Kasher Zamam. Even though it's not exact, it's at least a fulfillment of Kasher Zamam, and it would be considered a good Edus. Now jump down, this toast is all the way towards the bottom. It's very interesting, but it's a little bit too involved for a Daf Yomishir. But you jump down to the last 8 lines or so of this toast, so it's where it says, the first word is Ata Yachal Azima, and then it says V'yesh L'daktik. Tosus asks this question among other Rishonim. Amai lo nakit me'idim anu b'ish ploni shu mamzer. Why the example given is one of Ben Grusha? Why not a case of mamzer? And why is mamzer a better example to be brought? It's shayach for all types of people. And Ben Grusha only applies to a limited group of people. Lo pasul ela b'kohanim. So mamzer would seemingly be a more prevalent case. So Tosus answers, v'yesh liyashev, the nakte mishum dekaya zome bas kohen kedisa b'gemara. We're going to see in the Gemara in just a few moments that the mishum of Edom Zomim is really piggybacking off a mishum in Sanhedrin that was talking about a bas kohen shezinsa. So since a kohen was on the radar, so he gave an example of a ben grusha ben chalutza that has to do with kohanim. But in a chanami, it could have brought a case of mamzer just as well. That's the explanation of Tosfos. Ramban says differently. The Ramban says actually a case of a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is more common than a case of a Mamzer. Even though Mamzer applies to more people, it's unlikely you'll ever have a case of a Mamzer, as opposed to Ben Grusha, it's very, very common. Because to create a Mamzer, it involves a Chiyamisa involved to have that, to have a Rayos. Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is only a Lav, so people do it all the time. You have it nowadays. We have a lot more Chalalim walking around than Mamzerim walking around. So for that reason, the Ramban said they chose the more prevalent case of Ben Grusha than that of a Mamzer. Other a bunch of different answers that are brought. Pnei Yeshua says you really can never have Edom on a Mamzer.
Right, I was going to say.
Because you have no idea who the father is. Right. The Klal.
Right,
all you have to do is testify that she was a divorcee and she got married and now they have a child. But a Mamzer, we say, Rov Bilos Holech Acher Ha'av. or the Baal go after the husband. So even though she's an Eish Ish and may have been with some other guy, we don't know who the real father is unless you do a DNA test, which obviously wasn't shaykh about them. So that's another reason why Mamzer just isn't relevant to have Eidus on a Mamzer. Ramban has another explanation. Ramban says, because there's an added chiddush here. When you try to testify that a person's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, you are also, not only are you giving them a status of a Chalal now, you're also saying they can no longer eat Shuma. Before they're able to eat Shuma, now they're disqualified. So that's also a Hefsid Mamon, so maybe it gets involved in the question of Misa, and not Misa really, but Psul and Mamon, it gets a little bit more, a little tricky. So there's an added Chiddush that even though you're not going to have to pay the Hefsid Mamon of Shuma, you still fulfill the issue of Kasher Zamon. Now, more on this topic, Ramban asks the question, so why don't we make the Eidim pay the money of the Hefsid of Chuma that they can't eat anymore? When you say that so-and-so is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, moving forward, he can no longer eat Chuma. That's going to limit what he's allowed to eat now in his father's house. So why don't we say they owe money for that as well? So granted, I can't become a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza as an Eidim Zomim, but I should have to pay the Mamon for all the lost money of Chuma he can't eat anymore. So Ramban gives his answer that it's really grama. The damage I'm causing him is indirect. I'm saying to Ben Grusha. Now the fact that he can't eat Chuma is already a second step away. That wasn't my direct, my goal. And since it's indirect, Ramban says you don't have to pay for it. So other Rishonim argue under the Ramban, but that's the Ramban's chiddush. So we didn't, it applies everywhere. So he wasn't addressing Kimle, but he does actually address Kimle. Very important point, though. He ends up saying in the end, this Ramban, very important, those who learn Kimle, we discuss this many times, whenever you apply Kimle of a greater punishment and a lesser punishment. So normally it's Misa and Mamon, but it could be anything. It could even be a Psul and a Mamon here. So in that question of Kimle, the Ramban has a chiddush that whenever you give the more severe punishment, it's Ki'ilu, you're also giving the lower punishment as well.
That's what here is getting mounted.
So exactly. So that's his, and in the end, that's what he explains. You actually are fulfilling the din of mammon through that. That's his chiddush.
It's not bidna. He's saying it's grama.
That's why it's grama. Right. Ramban hold, whenever it is indirect in time, that's a definition of grama. So that's what the Ramban holds. Other Tosas and Baba Basra argues and says that's not the definition. It's not a time issue. But that's Ramban's issue. It's an issue of grama. But then again, the chiddush is whenever you give the greater punishment, it's ki'ilu you're giving the weaker punishment as well, which is a big chiddush of the Ramban with regards to Kimla. Okay, now let's start with the Gemara. Gemara says, "Ha ketzad, how is this the case? Ha ketzad ein he'edim nasin zomim in barle." It should really say, the examples in the Mishnah are exceptions. It should say, ketzad, how is it that you don't fulfill edim zomim? And the Od, moreover, Midigatani Lakama, later on we're going to see in a mission, maybe Daf Dalet or so, that Aval Amru, that Lahem Heyach Atem Eidim Sharei Bosa, so they say to the Eidim, come up and say so-and-so did something wrong, and the second set of Eidim say, wait a second, you guys, how you testify about what you saw Reuven do? Sharei Bosa Yoma Atem Eisim Mimanu, B'makom Ploni, that day, and that time, you were with us across the other side of the country. You couldn't have been seeing that what they did in New York. So Harei Eilu Zomim. So later on, in Daf Hey, looks like, the Mishnah tells us what the Eidim Zomim are. Not here in Daf Beis. So something is off here about this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tana Hasam Kai. Our mission in Maseches Makos is really going on a Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin, which says, Kol HaZomimim Makdimim Losa Misa. All the Zomim, all Eidim Zomim, are going to be punished with the Misa they tried giving. With the exception of Eidim Zomimim, about Bas Kohen Shezinsa. Bas Kohen Shezinsa, the halacha is she gets Srefa, but there's an exception based on a pasuk that Eidim Zomimim do not get Srefa. And the Boala, the one who's involved with an Eishes, with a Bas Kohen, who's married, he also doesn't get Srefa. So that's what we're referring to, Elo Misa Acharis. The Yesh or Eidim Zomimim, and then there's a whole other category of Eidim Zomim who don't receive any type of Eidim Zomim, Elamalkas Arbaim. I mean, at least by the Eidim Zomim of Bas Kohen and the Boala, they get Misa, they get Chenek as opposed to Srefa. And that's a Chiyim of Eidim Zomim. But then there's a whole other category where they don't get anything to do with the punishment, what they try doing. They get Malkus instead. So what is that? Ketzad, how does that work? So now our Mishnah is going on to explain that Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin, that the Eidim Anu B'ish Ploni, Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Ein omrim yasid zem ben gusha ben chalutza tachtav ela loka lokes arbam. So that's the background, the context of this Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now says in the bottom here, let's look at another Tosos here. Tosos dira maschil me'idim. One of the exceptions to the Mishnah is galus. That if you try giving a person galus, so you don't get galus, in turn you get malchus. So Tosos dira maschil me'idim anu bish ploni. The last few narrow lines of Tosos, he asks, vim tomar, heyach heim yechom l'chaivo galus, be'idusan. How could they say that so-and-so is going to receive galus? They saw Reuven killed someone accidentally. Reuven, you get galus. How could they do that? Reuven could say, I shot the gun on purpose. I aimed it at the guy. You have no idea if I did this b'shogeg. So you can never give a case of shogeg because I could always say mezid ha'isi. Kedamar gavei achal techeila b'perikam in the Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia and Krisus say the situation. Let's say I say, Reuven, I saw you eat chaylev. Chaylev is an issa deraisa. If you eat chaylev b'shogeg, mezid, you get kares. B'shogeg yechayv chata. So we saw Reuven eating chaylev b'shogeg. So you owe a carbon. He says, no, I wasn't b'shogeg. I did b'mezid. I knew exactly what I was eating. And a person who does b'mezid doesn't bring a carbon. So whenever a person could say mezid ha'isi, he's exempt from any punishment. So here as well, Reuven could say, I killed him b'mezid and I don't get gullus. So answers Tosfos, it must be a case for Yesh Lomar, Demari Kishiro Bo Raglaim Ledavar Shenishma Habarzel Makaso. It has to be a case where it was so clear it was accidental. He was hitting with the axe, and then the axe flew off and killed someone where it was clear it was accidental. That's the only time you could claim someone gets gullus. But if you see a guy shoot a gun, if there's no indication that was a gullus, that was b'shogeg, then you can't make such a claim. It has to be where it's clear, raglaim ledavar, there's circumstantial evidence that it was done b'shogeg in addition to your testimony.
So he says b'mezid, we don't give him misa because he didn't have a straw, because the other master has won the Russia.
Mezid for which case? For
here.
Oh, if he says mez ha'isi, yeah. Exactly, a person cannot, ma'ene the master mez asma Russia. He cannot make himself guilty. Okay, they all discuss this.
They're not making guilty, they saw him.
No, but we said it was shogeg, and he said, it wasn't shogeg, we killed him b'mezid. So therefore, the halacha is, you need Edom Hasra to kill someone b'mezid, and no, Edom didn't know he did it b'mezid. Fine. The Gemara then says, Menani Mili, how do you know this to be the case? But this is a big discussion. The Rishonim talk about this case. This is just a Tosos. A lot of Rishonim talk about this Tosos and all the questions that you're asking. So the Gemara now says, the last eight lines of the Amud here, Menani Mili, how do I know this halacha, which halacha, that you don't get the Ben Grusha, that the Edom Zomim themselves don't become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Now, obviously, we can't be talking about a Yisrael or a Levi. It has to be only where Kohen is serving as the Edom. Otherwise, it's not Shaykh to call me a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. It means nothing for me or you, unless you're no Kohanim here, right? It's not Shaykh for anyone in this room. So we're Edom. How do we know when Kohanim tried to say that Reuven is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and he's found to be Edom Zomim? How do we know he does not become a Ben Grusha in turn? So Amar Rish Lakit, Amar Rish Ben Levi, Damar Kra, Va'asisim Lo, Kasher Zomim Lo, V'lo Lizaro. The positive is, you only receive Kasher Zomim what you try doing to him, but not what you try doing to his children. So you try not only disqualifying him as a Ben Grusha, but all his children afterwards also are no longer going to be Kohanim. So you create a whole dynasty of Halalim. So now the lach is, so now you're going to make me and all my children also halalim? No, the pasuk says you only give the punishment to the person himself and not to all his children. So the Gemara says, so why not? That's very simple. But so why not make the Edom Zomim, make him pasul, he could be a halal, but his children will be a kohen. Why not do that? Split it up in half, and this way you'll fulfill kasher zamim lo, v'lo lezaro, and his children are still protected. So the Gemara says, because ba'inan kasher zamim la'asos v'lekam. Because you have to fulfill whatever he tried doing to the other guy. So he tried making the other guy plus all his children puzzle. So to fulfill kasher zamim, it has to be me and all my children puzzle. But since you can't make my children puzzle, because kasher zamim lo, v'lo lazaro, there is no way of fulfilling kasher zamim la'asos, kasher zamim lo, and therefore we don't give him any ben grusha, we instead implement malchus. And that's all the explanation of Rabbi Shub ben Levi. Comes along Bar Pada, Omer, he says another reason why you cannot give him make him a Ben Grusha. It's because Kal v'chomer. It's a logical statement. Ma ha-mechalel eino mischal. Just like one who is mechal someone else, but he himself does not become disqualified. So just like a Kohen, Rashi explained, who marries a Grusha, so he's now Mechal, the children are now Chalalim. But the father is still a Kohen. He doesn't become Mischal. If a Kohen marries a Grusha, he's still a Kohen. Now, even though while he's married, we don't let him get an Aliyah or Duchen because he's violating an Isser actively, if he divorces her, so now he becomes, he's still a Kohen and could still have an Aliyah and he could still Duchen. So he's not Mischal himself, but he's Mechal others, his children in essence. So ma machalel eino mischalel, he doesn't become disqualified. So too habal chalel, one who just even tries to be machalel, the edim zomer who only attempted to but weren't successful, lo chilo eino din shlo ischalel. So then certainly they shouldn't become ben grusha. So again, a kohen who actually is machalel children, he himself stays a kohen. So too one who tries to, the edim zomer who only attempt to, unsuccessfully, so certainly they should not become a ben grusha either. So that's why they don't become a ben grusha. So Gemara asks the obvious question. So maskiv la Ravina says to Barpada, im kain butlas taras edim zomim. That's the whole essence of edim zomim. If you're going to have such a svara, you're undermining this whole institution of edim zomim, because ma hasokel eino niskalel, one who gives skila, which is a case of what? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ma sokel eino niskal. Edim shlo huzmu, achinerag hanidam. The edim were not found to be zomim until they actually had the guy killed. They killed so-and-so for Rabbi Michal Shabbos, and Reuven was stoned. Then they said, wait a second, you two edim, you couldn't be the witnesses, you were with us. So now they're found to be edim zomim, but we know we don't kill them after the deed's been done already, they're pater. So one who actually is sokel, one who actually causes the nidon to be stoned, though it's incorrect, Eino niskal, they don't get punished with skila. Habaliska v'lo sakel eino din shlo yisakel. So the eino zomim who attempt to give someone skila, but they're caught to be eino zomim before they're successful in carrying out edim the skila, eino din, they should be protected as well. So what we're in essence saying is that anyone who's unsuccessful in carrying out the punishment shouldn't be punished. That's what eino zomim is. It is they're trying, they're conspiring to kill someone. It's only they're only attempting to. And that's the whole punishment. They get punished when they're trying to, but not when they actually carry it through. That, again, undermines all of Edom Zomim. So that's Kavachomer is thrown out. And Ela Mechavrisa Kiddashinan Mikara. The clear answer is the original answer as why don't we make the guy become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? Because Kasher Zomim Lo Velo Lizaro. Fine. We're all good? Excellent. Gemara now says further, the next exception of the Mishnah was Me'edim Anu Be'ish Ploni Shu Chayv Galus. That two Edim said that Reuven killed someone B'shogeg, he needs to go to Galus. The Edim are found to be Zomumim, so then instead they are going to be taken to Galus. Ah, we can't give Galus, so instead we give them Malkus. Why can't they be sent to Galus? Menahne Mile, Amarish Lakish, Jamarka, the Pasuk says, with regards to Galus, Hu Yonus El Achas He'arim, who he runs to one of the Arimikla. Who? Below Zomim. What's the word who doing this? Of course we're talking about the Rotech. Why the word who? It's extra to make a Joshua. So only he could get Gullus, but not the Edom Zomim. So they're pater for Edom from Gullus. Rabbi Yochanan tries to use a Kavachomer. Omer Kavachomer. Ma hu sha'asam ma'isa. We have to pay attention to this one. Ma hu sha'asam ma'isa b'mezid enol gola. If one performed the ma'isa, if one killed, someone killed b'mezid, but there are no Edom of Hasra. So if a person kills B'mezid, with Edim HaHasra, he gets killed, he gets Saif. If he kills B'mezid, but there were no Edim or Hasra, so he's off the hook, even though he killed the B'mezid, even though he admitted to it. Still, if there are no Edim HaHasra, he's off the hook. So again, Mahu Sha'asa Ma'isa B'mezid. If someone killed someone intentionally, Eino Gola doesn't get Gullus. Hein Sha'asa Ma'isa B'mezid. The Edim Zomim, who didn't do a Ma'isa B'mezid. So you have to clarify, it's going on the Mezid, at the Ma'isa point. Of course they did B'mezid. Edom Zomim are always mazid. They didn't do a maisa. If you ignore the word mazid for a second, the hain, the edim, shall asu maisa, eino din shall yiglu. So if someone killed with a maisa, doesn't get gullus. So certainly Edom Zomim who don't do any maisa, certainly they shouldn't get gullus either, because they had only bedibor. They only spoke. There was no maisa by Edom Zomim. So certainly dibor ba'alma is not going to lead to a case of gullus. So the Gemara says v'hino senes, using this very same logic that. Who sha'asa ma'isa b'mezid? Let's flip it around now. The rotzeach b'mezid lo ligle shouldn't get gullus kihechi delo tabilat kapara. We don't allow him to get gullus because gullus actually is beneficial to him. The gullus is going to provide the rotzeach b'mezid with kapara. He doesn't deserve kapara, the one who killed on purpose. But Hain shall also Maisa Bemezid, but the Adam Zomim who never did a Maisa, they just spoke only, Nami Ligle, they should deserve Galus because they didn't do anything that bad. Because Kiecha Dilabi Le Kapara, we should grant them Kapara for not doing something so bad. They just spoke and that was it. So therefore that rejects the Svar of Rabbi Yochanan and we throw that Kal V'chomer out. Ela Mechavrasa Kedat Shinan. The reason why, in fact, we say that the person doesn't get Eidim Zomim, don't get Galus, is because who Yannis Elachas Harim, who below Zomim. That's the Svar. Now in this conversation, it becomes an interesting discussion. There is a Magen Mishnah that says within the Rambam that he accepts Ksiva as Eidus. You accept Ksiva as Eidus. Normally we have Mi Piem Velo Mi Pi Ksavim, the Gemara says. But there is a Rambam that says if they are able to speak, they're capable of speaking, so then you can rely on the Ksiva as well. That's the Chiddush of the Magen Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam. So now, when it comes, there's a Maisa. And the Magen Mishnah holds further, when you ever have a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, that's only when you could, the only way to do it is She'ein Bo Maisa. But if there's an avenue where you could do a Maisa, so then that's considered a Maisa. So there can be a Maisa attached to this as well. So the Eidim Zomim can have a Maisa. If the Eidim Zomim write their Eidus down, that's a Maisa. So what the Achronim explain here, I think Rav Chanan Wasserman says this, I think it's him. He says that the explanation is, Nod Behuda says, the Isser of Eidim Zomim, this is a very important Yisod, the Isser of Eidim Zomim is not the Eidus that they give. It actually goes back to the Re'iyah that they saw or really didn't see. The Isser was in the Re'iyah, not the Eidus. So Re'iyah, seeing something, there's never a Maisa involved in seeing something. So since the Eidus is, since the Isser is based on the Re'iyah, that's why this is always a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. It's never a Maisa attached to it. And their Isser is not having to do with the Eidus. Now that's a big machlokas. Some say no, the Eidim Zomim is about their testimony that they're giving, in which case it wouldn't be an issue of a Ksiva. But others reject this Magen Mishnah entirely and say, no, you can never accept Eidus to Ksiva. The Gemara clearly says in Gittin and other places, Mipiem v'lo mipi Ksavam. We never can rely on the Ksiva of Eidus. Okay, the Gemara now says further, Amar Ula. Ula says as follows, that Remez le'edim zomim min haTorah minayin. What's the hint? Where is there Remez le'edim zomim that's found in the Torah? Remez le'edim zomim v'ha Ksiv. It's not a hint, it's even a first pasuk. V'asisim lo kasher zomim. Ela remez le'edim zomim shelokin min haTorah minayin. The question is, where is there such a hint that you could give malchus for Eidim Zomim when you can't give the actual punishment? Namely, the case of Gullus and Ben Gerusha. Where is there remez to giving malchus in such a case? The Gemara says, Dichsiv, it says, with regards to Eidim Zomim, v'chtikwas atzadik, you now exonerate the innocent, v'hirshu as a Rasha, and you say the Rasha is guilty, v'haya im ben akos a Rasha. Then the pasuk says, and you hit the Rasha. So Gemara says, doesn't make any sense. Bishim, his tikkun says tzadik, because you make the innocent innocent, virishas a Rasha, and you make the Rasha guilty, haya im ben akos a Rasha, you hit the one who did this? He did the right thing. You said the right party was innocent, the right party was guilty. So why would you receive Malchus for such a case? So Ella, what it means is, Eidim shirshiras a tzadik. You have Eidim who actually made guilty the innocent. And v'asu Eidim achrinu. But other Eidim came and now said, you guys are Eidim Zomim. And now their second testimony ended up hitztikus atzadik, prove the innocent innocent. The Meikara, they were always innocent. Vishavinu lahani rashaim, and made the Eidim Zomim as rashaim haya in ben akos rasha. So then you end up giving malchus to the rasha, namely the Eidim Zomim. So that's the drash of this pasuk. Rashi brings it out of Torah as well. So that's the source in ben akos rasha that you give Eidim Zomim malchus if you cannot carry out the punishment that they try doing, of again, the cases being Galus and Ben Grusha and Chalutza. So Gemara asks a question, why do you have to make this fancy drush here? The Mefurish Pasuk, the Vitepik Lei, Milo Sane. Pasuk Lo Sane, don't give Eidus Sheker. Don't give Eidus Sheker. So we know whenever there's a Stam Lav in the Torah and doesn't specify the punishment, you get Malchus. So it says, Lo Sane, don't give false testimony. So that's why there's Malchus. No need for fancy drush in Ben Akos HaRasha. Gemara says, no, you can't use the Pasuk Milo Sane. We know there's a klal that any lav that does not have a maisa attached to it, it's based on losachsum, the isser muzzling an animal while you have it plow the field. That's an isser, that's the stam lav, and has the next to it the halacha of the malchus in the pasuk. So it has to have a maisa, just like a chasim is a maisa that leads to malchus, so to every other lav only if it has a ma'isa, gets malchus. But a lav she'ein ba'ma'isa, such as losana, it's only dibur ba'alma, that's not a ma'isa, that doesn't get malchus. So how do you know there's malchus for edom zomim? It must be based on the drash of itzichus as tzadik and so on, v'yomim ben akos ha'rasha. Okay, Gemara now quotes a brayso. Tanur Rabbanan dalat dvarim nemru beedim zomim. There are four things said about edim zomim. Ein asin ben grusha ben chalutza, that's our mishnah. Vein golan lari mikla, that's also our mishnah. Now we have two added things here. Vein mishalman es a kofer. You don't pay kofer. What's the case of kofer? It's a person's animal kills a person. So then you don't get killed. That was my animal that did it. But you have to pay kofer. You need to pay the value of the person who was killed, or we'll see how you pay the value. But you pay money to the yorshin of the one who was murdered by your animal. So that's another case that you don't miss. So now let's say they ate him. Say that Reuven owes kofer to that family. And turns out they ate him zomim. We don't make the ate him zomim pay kofer. They actually end up getting malchus instead. And then the fourth exception is ve'ein nimcharim be'eved ivri. They also don't get sold as an eved ivri. If they try saying that Reuven owes money, he stole and doesn't have enough money to pay, so he needs to be an eved ivri. Edom zomim, they're found. They're not made to become eved ivris. Rather, they receive malchus. So Gemara says mishum Rabbi Kiva amru af ein mishalman al piatzmo. Another thing said about Edom Zomim is that they don't pay based on their own admission. If they admit that they're Edom Zomim, they're actually off the hook. They said before they end up being caught, they said, we lied the whole time. So then Rabbi Kiva says they don't have to pay, they don't get any punishment for that. So Gemara now darshans each of these different exceptions. Ein Nasin ben Grusha ben Chalutza Kedamran, that's our Mishnah. Ein Golan Lari Miklat Kedamran, that's our Mishnah. Ein Mishalman is a kofer, why don't they pay the kofer if the Edom Zomim are caught lying? Kisare Kufra kapara v'hani labnei kaparninu. There's a whole machlokas whether kofar, that when the person pays kofar, when this animal kills someone, do you pay kofar because it's mamon, your money, they lost this person, the family, so you have to pay them some type of compensation? Or no, it's a kapara for what the owner of the animal did wrong. So since the Edom Zomim never actually, since this person never, only the one who did the iser deserves a kapara. I mean, if you say that someone owes a chatas and you lied, you don't pay a chatas because you're mechal Shabbos. You only pay a kapara when you did that avera that corresponds to that kapara. As opposed to mamon, you always pay mamon for Edom Zomim. So since this is kapara based, the Edom Zomim would not have to pay the kofar since it's a kapara.
Strange, because 10 lines earlier we just said this svara that the Edom Zomim should possibly go into galus in order that they should have kapara.
So that is interesting. There's a machlokes about Ari Mikla, whether or not it's a kapara, whether it's an onesh, or whether it's simply a safe haven. But even that suggestion, we said maybe they should get kapara, even though they didn't deserve it, they should get that kapara. That's a good question.
Didn't the Gemara outright say that it's a kapara before, with regard to the question of if somebody actually did a mazid, but then they would be getting kapara?
Mazid and getting kapara, by which case you're talking about now?
Just earlier we said.
All right, Mikla, that Adam said? Yes, Adam said. He's saying, we see that we want to sometimes give the Edom Zomim kapara, even though it's not shayach to them. So Gullus is a kapara, and yet we suggested let them go to Gullus for kapara. So why don't we give them the kapara here? So I think the difference might be is Ari Mikla might be a general type of kapara. The Mishnah and Avos tells us that Gullus is a big kapara. The person is left from his house. Avram was told to leave in Gullus. That's a kapara. It's a general type of kapara. As opposed to maybe the kapara of kofar might be very specific to killing someone. It maybe can't provide kapara for other types of averas of Edom Zomim. Maybe that's what you have to say. Okay, the Gemara now says, we did that one already. Mantana kufra kapara. Who is the one who holds that kofar is actually a kapara? Amar Rav Chista, Rabbi Yishmol, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Brokahi. The Tanya of Anasim, Pido Nafsho. So you pay the pidyon of the nefesh, you pay the redemption of the one who was killed by the animal. So who do you pay? How much do you pay? Dimei nezek, you pay the value of the one who was killed, the one who was damaged. And Rabbi Shmuel beno shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer dimei mazik, the value of the one who killed. So if my animal killed, why am I paying my value? I'm trying to pay back the family that lost their relative. So the fact that I'm paying my own money must be to kapar for what I did wrong of not watching my animal over. My lav b'ha kemifli, is that not the machlokes? Demar savar kufra mamona, umar savar kufra kapara. The one that says you pay the May Nezek, the one who was killed, that's paying back mammon of the lost object if you could put money or value to a person's life. Umar Savar Kufr Kabar, the one who says you pay based on the Dimei Mazik, the one who wasn't watching his animal properly, is paying for his own life that he deserves, that he needs a kapara. So that seems to be the machlokas here. So Amra Papa, Rapapa says, lo, not true. The Chuyama Kufr Kabar. Everyone agrees that Kofar really is a kapara for the Mazik. So what's machlokas? How do you assess how much you owe? That's a whole other discussion. Hacha b'hacha mifgi. There's a different machlokas. Mar savar b'dinizak shaminim. Mar savar d'mazik shaminim. Just in terms of the assessment, do we go based on the nizak or the mazik? But that's just a side point. But really, the kofar is a kapar. Now, the truth is, though, that there really is a, what's the machlokas? Sorry, what, how do you, what's the debate? Whether you go based on the nizak or the mazik? So Gemara says, my time of the rabban. Why did the rabban say you go based on the nizak? Because Nemar Hashasa Lamata, Nemar Hashasa Lamala, there's a Gzer Shava, Mala Halam Bidinizak, Afkan Bidinizak. So based on a Gzer Shava from elsewhere, we go based on the Nizak. And Rabbi Shmuel, Nasim Pidyon Nafshok Siv, you go to Pidyon Nefesh, his own Nefesh, the Nefesh of the Mazik. That's his understanding. So Gemara says, Rabbanan in Pidyon Nafshok Siv. You're right, it says Pidyon Nafsho, but it is a Kapara, it's a Pidyon for his Nefesh. But Miu, when it comes to the Kishaminan, but when you assess how much you owe, that's a bidinizak shaminim. You go based on the nizak. Okay. There's a discussion in the Mishnah on why this exception wasn't listed in the Mishnah. We had the Mishnah spoke about gullus and mangushim and chalutza. So why didn't the Mishnah list the case of a kofar as another exception where the Edom Zomim don't receive it? So what the some Mishnahim say is because since the Ritva explained that since there's a man d'amar that kofar is mammon, if you hold kofar is mammon, the Edom Zomim would pay the mammon. So it's not an exception according to all opinions. It's only according to Kofar is Kapara, but not according to Kofar Mammon, and for that reason it wasn't in there. Ramban doesn't like it. Ramban says still, Laman Damar Kufra Kapara, it should be on the list. So Ramban has his old chiddush of how Kofar works. He says really, the Kofar is the Iker, the Kofar is a Chiv to Shemayim, and based on Kofar doesn't really need Edom in general. When a person, the animal, kills someone, you don't really need Edom. The guy is Chayiv to Shemayim. You just need to aid them for technical reasons of just proving the point. But really, right away, he's chayiv, and therefore the relevance of aidus is very secondary, it seems, from the Ramban. As opposed to other cases, the chiv doesn't exist unless you have aidim. That seems to be the difference Ramban is saying. It's a chiddush in kofar. Okay. Even misa b'deshamayim, yeah. You're saying. As opposed to the mamon. Maybe that's what he's trying to say. Okay. Now, there are a number of nafkaminas they bring down here, whether or not you categorize kofar as mamon versus kapara. There are a lot of nafkaminas. So the interesting ones, and Rashi writes in Baba Kama, let's say a person doesn't have any money, that you have to go door to door trying to raise money to pay for the kofar that he might owe. So they say if it's a chiyum mamon, he doesn't have to go around and pay it. If he doesn't have the money, he doesn't pay it. But if it's a kapara, he needs the kapara, so then Rashi holds he should be going door to door until he has a complete kapara. Other discussions, whether the Yorshim have to pay or not, that depends on this machlokas. One interesting one, Rav Yosef Engel says, are you going to apply the din of Ein Onshin Min Adin? If Kofar is Kapara, you would say Ein Onshin Min Adin. If Kofar is only Mammon, you wouldn't apply that din. But they bring like eight different afkaminas, whether Kofar is Kapara or Mammon. Now let's do the fourth exception now. The Gemara says Evid Ivri now. That Ein Nimcharin Be'Evid Ivri. You don't sell, the Ein Zomim do not become an Evid Ivri themselves. Savar Rav Hamnun El Meimar, he wanted to say, Hanimile, this is only the case, Heicha De Islay Lididei, only if he himself has money. De Migo De Ihu Lo Nizdabin Inu Nami Lo Mizdabna. Only if the Ihu, the one who they're testifying about, they say he stole money. So now, if he has money to pay, so since Reuven never would have been an Evid Ivri, so they too won't become an Evid Ivri. They accuse Reuven of stealing and he has no money to pay it back. So now Reuven, since he has no money for stealing, he's going to be sold as an Evid Ivri. Even though the Edom Zomim now, when they flip it around and catch them to be liars, I've got money, I'll pay, you know, the money that he that we tried making him pay. No, Mizdamna, they should be sold. Because again, we're saying Reuven, me and you say Reuven owes $500. Reuven doesn't have $500 to give. So Reuven's going to be sold as an Evid Ivri. We're caught to be Edom Zomim now. So now we would say, okay, we'll pay the $500. So Rav Hamnuna says, no, since if the case would have followed through, he would have gotten Geneva, would have been sold as an Evid Ivri, so we should be sold as an Evid Ivri even though we have money. That's what Rav Hamnuna initially wanted to say. The Gemara says, how could that be? But Limrlay, why don't they say to him, Had you, Reuven, had money, you wouldn't have been sold. So Ananami, we too, lo mizdabinyan. Since we have money to pay, we shouldn't be sold. We should have the same exact din. Meaning it doesn't go based on lemaisa, what actually happens. It should be based on what logic could have been used in implementing the punishment. But just like they would have had that same fair logic of had they had money, they wouldn't have been sold. We should also have that fair case of if since we do have money, we shouldn't be sold either. So right now, Rav Amnuna says across the board, we should never sell the Edom Zomim as an Eved Ivri. So then Rav Amnuna says maybe we should say as follows. El Asava Rav Amnuna Lameima. Rav Amnuna then wanted to suggest, maybe the only time we don't sell the Edom Zomim as Eved Ivri, either if Reuven, who we're accusing, has money to avoid an Eved Ivri, or the Edom Zomim had money, which also would avoid becoming an Eved Ivri. But let's say neither Reuven has money, nor the Edom Zomim have money, so in that case, they can't apply the Svara, so then they should become an Eved Ivri. Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rava, no. Throw out all the logic. It's not about Svara here at all. Nimchar b'gnevasa, Amar Rachmana, b'gnevasa, v'lobiz mamo. The Pasuk says, only one who sold because he stole something does he get sold. One who does something wrong because of Eden Zomim will not be sold. Only through Gneva are you sold as an Eved Ivri, not through Eden Zomim. That's the understanding. Let's go a few more lines. We'll go to the top of Daf Gimel. Rishim Rabbi Kiva Amri Rabbi Kiva held that if a person admits to Eidim Zomim, he said that Ein Mishalmin Al Piasman. If a person admits that he was an Eidim Zomim, he's actually off the hook. So what's the understanding? My time with the Rabbi Akiva, Kesavra Knasu, he felt that Eidim Zomim is a Knas, it's a penalty, and there's a klal, the Knas Ein Mishalim Al Piasma. A person does not pay a penalty based on his own admission. Now the understanding is, we're going to get to, I don't remember which daf this is on, but there's a Tosa somewhere in Makos, and there's a Rabbi Akiva Eger there, a Gilyan Ashas. And the understanding is that there's an important Yisod when it comes to Knas. I mentioned this before. The difference between mammon, having to pay money, versus a penalty is as follows. Mammon, if I damage your property, I damage your car, I'm chayiv to pay mammon based on my shas hazako, nizikin. The moment I damage it, I owe money. Even though you haven't taken me to Beis Din or brought Edim, I'm chayiv at that moment. When it comes to kanas, I'm only chayiv if Beis Din convicts me. If I, let's say, park in a legal spot, so I'm not chayiv to pay anything there, I haven't damaged anything. If the police catch me, so then I have to pay the ticket. Now, it's not the right thing to do, but that knas only exists if the police write up a ticket to me. So too, I only owe a penalty if Beis Din says I owe a penalty. But before Beis Din saying I owe a penalty, that knas does not exist at all. So let's say an example of a knas is, let's say my shor killed an Eved Kanani. The lach is you pay 30 shekel, the pasuk says, shloshim shekel. That's a knas. So if I'm never caught, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, then if Beis Din never catches me, even though my animal killed an Eved Kanani, I'm not chayiv to pay. Beis Din creates the knas. So now, explaining Rabbi Kiva, if I admit to the knas before Beis Din convicted me, Beis Din never convicted me, the knas never existed in this world, and that's the explanation as to why, when a person admits to a knas, ein mishalem al piatzma. And the Gemara proves, further, let's do a couple more lines here, Amar Rabba,
yeah. What would it stop Beis Din to convict him when he admits?
Once I admit, so... He said, why not say, based on my testimony, use that to convict me? Take it a step further. There is a machlokas in the Gemara that, im hod v'chakach matzah edim, so then whether or not you give a knas. So if there are no edim, there's nothing to talk of. But if there are edim, come afterwards, so that's a machlokas in the Gemara. So I don't know how we pass them. That really depends on your discussion. It would seem that if edim come, so then we should rely on the edis, and then I should have to pay. But it could be once I'm off the hook, I'm potter, it could be I'm just filed away forever. There's no coming back, bringing the case back up again.
Why don't you just say it's a knas because they didn't machas their money?
No, we're not saying that, we're not debating whether it's a knas or not. We're just explaining that it is a knas.
Right.
And since it's a knas, we're saying you don't pay. Now the Gemara is about to prove, how do we know it's not a knas? Which is what your point is right now. We haven't discussed why it's a knas. We're just saying, since it is a knas, if you admit, you're potter from paying a knas. How do we know it's a knas? So to your point. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Teda, proved to you that it actually is a knas, because Sharei lo asu maisa. They didn't do any maisa. They did nothing wrong. And yet, Neharogin, Umashaman, they get killed and they would have to pay for something that they never did. They didn't do anything. Therefore, the whole concept that proves to us it's a knas, it's a penalty, and therefore, if they admit to the penalty, they're pater. Amar Rav Nachman says another proof teda sharei mamon biyad bailam u'mishalmim. They didn't cause anyone to lose money. I mean, they say Reuven owes money to Shimon, and it turns out it's not true. So now I pay Reuven, even though Reuven never lost any money. He doesn't deserve any money. Reuven didn't do anything wrong. He didn't lose money for me to pay him $100. I said Reuven owes Shimon $100, and it's not true. So he gets a gift now. So the fact that I pay him something that he doesn't deserve, so then that tells me it's a penalty. Penalty is always whenever you pay something that's above what's expected. And therefore, the Gemara asks the one last question here. So my nihu, below my samaisa. What's this idea of biyad bailum? That's the same exact hainu d'rabba. Rav Nachman Svara, of the money is still in biyad bailum, it's still in Reuven's hand, and yet he's still getting paid $100, is the same exact Svara as Rabba, that no maisa was done. It's just two ways of saying the same thing, and Gemara says, you're right. Eim of Echein Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the same Svara as Rabba, that since no maisa was done, yet I still own money as Adam's omen, that proves to you it's a knas. Once you've established it's a knas, so Rabbi Kiva holds that a person who admits to a penalty, he's pater al piyatzma. Okay, stop here.